Greetings, magnificent souls, to the Lily Beauty podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is your host, Lily Beauty, and I'm honored to have conversations here with thought leaders, visionaries, healers, and even solo conversations with myself about things I am currently reflecting on. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our emotional trauma, allowing ourselves to be healthy, be happy, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us. And because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our jobs, our unhappiness, we have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls, and these are our stories of healing. Today in episode 150, a solo episode today, this is by a listener request, flexing your self-awareness muscle. Before we get into the show, don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode or anything you would like me to cover on future podcasts by dropping me a DM on Instagram. Remember, it is a safe place and I would welcome the discussion. And also a request, if you are enjoying the show, please rate and share and review so you can get the word out to more and more souls who want to heal. And now on to today's episode, flexing your self-awareness muscle. First of all, I really want to thank the listener, Alyssa, who dropped in on Instagram to connect with me. You guys, there are so many people that listen to my voice every week, and she took my call for connection to heart. So I really, really appreciate you, Alyssa, for dropping in, connecting with you. You are incredible. And again, she took my call for connection to heart. You know, I think I'm kind of at this point with my relationship with the podcast, relationship with my coaching business, where I'm really just tired of being behind the mic and just being behind the screen. I really feel so connected to God and to love and to myself and to others when I can actually like connect with you in real life. Please call my bluff on this or whatever. If you want to connect with me, drop me a DM on Instagram. I really want to know you. I want to know how I can help. I want to know what you need. And if I can help, I will let you know. And if you just need somebody to listen, I'm here. It's my gift. And I want to practice my gift in every waking hour and every waking breath that I have. So there's my invitation for you. And again, thank you, Alyssa, for dropping in on Instagram and letting me know a few things that you'd like me to cover. So today we're talking about flexing your self-awareness muscle. So not really knowing a lot of context as far as, you know, where she wanted me to go with this, I'm just going to kind of riff and talk a little bit about what I think about self-awareness, the good, the bad, the ugly, all the things. So self-awareness, if you're here and you're listening, you already have that, like no question. I go pretty deep into my conversations here when I have solo conversations. If I have people on the show, I really try to take them to the depths because that's just who I am. And, you know, self-awareness, like I said, you probably already have a good bit of self-awareness if you've been listening to the show. If it's your first time, welcome to the deep. If this is your 1 millionth time and you've listened to my voice for thousands of hours, welcome to the deep. So you already have probably a good bit of self-awareness. Here's what I want to say about this. And this is where it can get really kind of murky because I've been there before. And that's that. When you have the self-awareness and you kind of know what's going on in your life, and the next step really in self-awareness is after the identification really is the transformation and the change and the transcendence of whatever that lesson is that you're trying to learn, whatever that awareness is that you you're kind of gaining about yourself. And here's where it gets a little tricky. Because if you're learning more about yourself, how you react with others, how you are in relationship, how you are in your job, how you are with inside yourself, what you're seeing coming up, the murky part, and this is really one of the things I dislike most about this industry that I'm in, about coaching and self-development and self-improvement, is that self-awareness, if we get to a point where we know that we want to change, we know kind of what's wrong with us, quote unquote, what's wrong with us. We know, you know, all of the things maybe that we need to do. We listen to the books, or, you know, read the books, listen to the podcast, all the things, right? Like all the things, you have all the words, all the terminology. Is that self-awareness, if you're kind of at that point where you're in this kind of circling this like stuckness and this patterning that you want to change, is self-awareness can actually really trigger a part of us that is, you know, some people call it an inner critic part. I call it my coach part, or I call it my performer part, which are like two really, really strong parts of me that have been developed in me over time to like keep me safe, to keep me out of trouble, to keep me emotionally grounded. Those patterns have been circling for a while inside of me. And so what happened with me was that I kind of reached this point where my self-awareness was actually a detriment to me, because it really was really just a part of me yelling that I sucked, that I wasn't good enough, that that I needed to change, or, you know, that I was bad, or that I needed to be skinnier, or whatever it was. But it really turned into, it perpetuated the negative thinking and the negative overthinking cycles I had, and the proliferating that I had in my brain. And I think what a lot of people don't talk about with self-awareness is the deeper levels of self that I think that we know that we can get to. Like, again, I don't think that you would be here listening to my voice if you didn't kind of understand that you are really, you know, kind of meant to learn these lessons about your deeper level self through all the shit that you've been through, and the trauma, and, you know, all that stuff. I think what we really want to know is, you know, when we talk about self-awareness, is more about like what, obviously, like, duh, but like what's happening inside of ourselves. Not only why do we do the things that we do, but why do we think the things that we think, but also like what parts of us need to be seen and heard and loved and understood the way that we've always wanted, the way that we've always kind of known that is possible, but we just can't seem to do it yet for whatever reason, mostly the traumas probably that you've experienced. And so the self-awareness muscle, here's the kicker. If you are not doing your nervous system healing, the self-awareness, if we're coming from that lens of like really, really getting to the deeper levels of self that you're wanting to get to, this does not happen in your brain. It does not happen above the neck. It happens in the way that we connect the mind and the body, the way that we connect the soul, your soul to the love that you already are, that you want to become, so you can attract more love in your life. And the only way that I've seen, and that I've done, and that I do with people in my healing containers, is the nervous system regulation work. And there's an asterisk to that. If you go to Google and you type in nervous system regulation, all you're going to get, y'all, is tools. And tools will help you in the short term, no doubt. But you'll know when your nervous system needs healing in your body, in your soul, in your mind, when you go back to your old patterns. So the short-term results may be there, but then your old patterns come up. And that is the what you want, probably. I'm not telling you what you want, but this is what I want for you, is I want the fucking long-term results for you. You deserve that. You deserve it. And so if someone comes to me and so let's go back. So the self-awareness, which is like really, really getting with those deeper, deeper parts of the internal side of us, like inside of ourselves. I know like duh, self-awareness, but like it's so much deeper than just that word. It's a whole freaking vibe. It's like that need in your last relationship to be seen and heard and loved and understood just for who you are, that's what you want on the inside of yourself. So if your nervous system is dysregulated, there is no way, and you'll know your nervous system is just dysregulated. And y'all, again, reach out to me on Instagram if any of this is unclear, if you want me to cover this deeper. It's a long conversation here in just this small bit. But you'll know your nervous system is dysregulated if you're having a lot of overthinking, you're in your head a lot, you have a lot of anxiety or overwhelm in any area of your life. You wake up in the morning and it's like instant wave of anxiety, heart palpitations in your chest, overthinking about what you're going to do today. Or it's complete disconnect and avoidance and depression, really, and shutdown. And that those two things being a pattern. So if that is you, I love you, and get yourself into a container that is going to heal your nervous system. Container is the word. Therapy, coaching. Why do we do this? Okay. And let me say this again. We're talking about, Alyssa asked about how do I become more self-aware? And we cannot become more self-aware, at least at the level that I know that you can get to, that I'm at right now, that I had no idea that this was even a possibility, because there is not a model of this in my life at all, is that to get to the deeper levels of yourself, the deeper layers of yourself, we have to start to heal those patterns of anxiety and overwhelm, of overthinking. We have to rewire your brain. We have to rewire your body. We have to not make those thoughts wrong or the stuff that's happening in your life wrong, but we have to have a new relationship with them. And it's more than journaling, y'all. I know that you're down with the self-work. I know you're down with your notebook. I know you got the stuff. But the reason that this is the nervous system regulation is so important in containers like therapy or coaching is that you get the environment that you have never had before. For example, for me, never really had an environment where I was seen and heard or understood, loved for who I am. So I had to pay for that shit. And I'm so glad I did, to be honest, because I wasn't getting it from anyone else. And what that does, it really starts to keep you connected with your voice, your vision, your intuition, your discernment, yourself. You start to be able to separate yourself from others, which you probably have never done. And that's why self-awareness is amazing. But we cannot get to those deeper levels that we want to get to without step one is nervous system regulation. And the tools that you will find on Google are amazing. I use tools myself, but there is nothing that will accelerate and expedite your nervous system level healing without the connection with other safe and regulated people. Straight up, bar none, that's your answer. And then the second step is the self-awareness, if we're looking at it in the way that I'm looking at it, which is like self-awareness is, for me, it's all parts of myself. Not the parts that I've been ignoring, not the parts that I don't like, but all parts of myself. You know, when I'm, it's so interesting because when I connect with you in the community, two things are a theme. One is that you think there's something wrong with you, and there's nothing wrong with you. You have just never learned the skills to be emotionally regulated and nervous system regulated so that you can communicate, so that you can speak up for your needs and wants and desires, so you can have needs and wants and desires. This is just a skill that was never modeled to you. Or if you're like me, at my core, I'm loving, caring, and kind, but that had always been abused. I had always been a tool for someone else. So the self-awareness piece isn't going to save you. Nervous system regulation, done in the right container, will save you. It's a big, bold statement there, but there's so much importance that no one ever talks about this. So start there. And then what will happen is that self-awareness that you always wanted, which is the parts of you that, again, that do certain things that you don't like, that think certain things that you don't like, that you cannot control. That is what self-awareness is to me, is having a new relationship with those parts of yourself. And then what happens is, after you've learned this skill over a period of time, you know, if you've been here before, my four elements for healing is repetition, support, and consistency over a period of time. That's how you rewire your brain and your body. That's how you have this, that you flex that self-awareness muscle that you want to be innate. Okay. That you want to be automatic, but it's not there for you yet. In your brain, overthinking is not working. So when you get to that place of true self-awareness, that's when you start to be that magnet for whatever it is that you want in your life, whether it's love or relationship, money, job opportunities, having better, you know, relationships with your family. All of those things that are up for you right now will come first with that nervous system regulation. And then through that skill, you're going to start to develop that interoception. Man, my words are funny today. The interoception, which means that, hey, the self-awareness of this is what's happening inside of me. And then you start to be able to communicate that, whether that through energy, through words, or whatever. So, my loves, I hope that helped you in your self-awareness. You got step one, which is do the nervous system healing. Without the nervous system healing, all of this work that you're doing really is for nothing, to be honest. The nervous system is a long-term gain. I want to let you know that you are loved, you are supported, you are perfect as you are here to heal, you are doing your healing, and you have got this. You are amazing. A few things before we close up today. If you haven't yet taken the feminine dating archetype quiz, go to that link. Take the feminine dating archetype quiz to reveal your blocks to love and find your true love match. That is for women. Also, if you want to support the show, please do. I'm absolutely open to your support. You can elect for $9.99 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month to give me a little bit of an energetic give back. I don't mind. I love you. I love buy myself a coffee. Also, what was the other thing I wanted to say? I just released an in-person program, y'all, where I come to you. If you are in the continental U.S. and you love in-person interaction, you love healing, and this is for both men and women. If you love healing, if you're looking to up-level to your next level, I'm going to post the link in the show notes to my my new program that I just released, which is called Transcendence. It's an in-person immersion. So I come to you. I come to you. All the details will be in that post. As always, if anything was unclear, if you want to connect with me, almost every Saturday, I do connection calls with my community. If you want to hear from me, drop in my DMs on Instagram. I love my interactions with you. They fill me up. They provide me with more purpose. They help me know what you need. I am completely in here, or in here. I'm up in here. I'm here to service you. And based off of all the work that I've done on myself and I do with clients, I want to hear from you. So drop me a DM on Instagram. Say what's up. Say I want you to call me on Saturday. Say I would love to hear more about this. Can you help? I'm there. As always, I love you. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.